It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is in Boston spending time in America's test kitchen, and we'll find out what they come up with on Thanksgiving week. Right now, we have two radically different views on health care. The debate in Congress will likely range somewhere between these views in the coming weeks. The first comes from President Obama. He praised the House over the weekend for passing a bill that would extend coverage to millions of Americans.
The Affordable Health Care for America Act is a piece of legislation that will provide stability and security for Americans who have insurance, quality, affordable options for those who don't, and bring down the cost of health care for families, businesses, and our government while strengthening the financial health of Medicare. It is legislation that is fully paid for, and it will reduce our long-term federal deficit.
So that's one view. Now the bill moves on to the Senate, where the other view is represented by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
The House bill is dead on arrival in the Senate. Just look at how it passed. It passed 220 to 215.
Lindsey Graham spoke on CBS. We're going to talk about these differing views and more, starting with NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner, who's with us once again. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
What's in the bill the House passed?
Well, to take it in the order the president did, for people who have insurance, the bill would do things like ending the practice of denials based on pre-existing conditions. It would end things like charging women more because they tend to use more health care. It would end imposing annual and lifetime benefit limits. At the same time, it would require everyone to have insurance. It would require most employers to help pay for it. And it would require the government to provide subsidies to poor and middle-income people. For the uninsured, this is where we've gotten most of the attention, it would create these new marketplaces called insurance exchanges where individuals and small businesses could go to buy insurance. One option within that exchange would be a government-sponsored public option, although that public plan would have to negotiate its rates just like private plans. That was the compromise to get those moderate blue dogs on board. Finally, as the president said, the bill would pay for itself, largely through reductions in Medicare spending and a new tax on high-income earners, generally those earning over $500,000.
So it promises more to a lot of people. It expects more of a lot of people, including companies, the government, individuals, and so forth. But there is the question of whether it could have squeezed some more money out of the health system. And I understand that's one of the reasons that Republicans so strongly objected here.
That's right. And some Democrats. There were many Democrats who did not vote for the bill, too. Now, Republicans, of course, tried to offer their own alternative. It included things that we've seen many times before, limits on medical malpractice lawsuits, letting people buy insurance across state lines. The Congressional Budget Office, though, said that they would only cover about 3 million people who didn't have insurance, as opposed to the 36 million people in the Democrats' bill. The Republican alternative went down fairly handily.
Now, there are some other issues that were brought up here. Before the House bill was passed late Saturday night, there was a fight over abortion. What happened?
Yes, this was a fairly big deal. The effort in the bill was to basically freeze in place existing law on abortion, which is really the Hyde Amendment, which has to be basically reenacted every year. This is the ban on federal funding for abortion. And the amendment that passed not only would write into place permanent law, the Hyde Amendment, but it would also extend beyond the Hyde Amendment, which would ban federal funding directly for abortion. It would also ban funding for any private plans that offer abortion as a covered service if those private plans get subsidies. Remember, in these exchanges, there will be subsidies for people getting help to buy these private plans. So there are abortion rights supporters that are furious about this amendment and that they were allowed to offer it.
So a Democratic House voted for restrictions on abortion. And Julie, stay with us because we're going to bring another voice into the conversation.